Thank you, Chair. Distinguished delegates, Ukraine aligns itself with a statement delivered on behalf of the European Union. I would like to make some additional remarks in my national capacity. This year marked the 30th anniversary of Ukraine's historic contribution to the global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament. By abandoning the world's third largest nuclear arsenal and acceding to the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state, Ukraine has demonstrated its steadfast commitment to a nuclear weapons-free world. Ukraine, like many other countries, remains seriously concerned by the persistent proliferation crises and challenges that threaten international peace and security today. The Russian armed aggression against Ukraine has drastically altered the paradigm of global peace and security. Russia's war, along with Putin's nuclear threats, seriously undermines the global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament architecture. The blatant violation of the Budapest Memorandum by Russia, its irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, other unacceptable acts threatening nuclear safety and security in Ukraine, particularly its ongoing occupation of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, are detrimental to our non-proliferation efforts. As confirmed in the final communique on a peace framework adopted at the Global Peace Summit in Switzerland, any threats or use of nuclear weapons are inadmissible. We note with grave concern a new military doctrine of Belarus, which incorporates nuclear weapons as a preventive deterrence measure. Such a move by a non-nuclear weapon state represents a clear threat to the international non-proliferation regime. Ukraine is also seriously concerned about the advancement of North Korea's nuclear and missile activities, including its repeated ballistic missile launches and provocative escalatory rhetoric. Such action poses a significant challenge to the international community. We call upon the DPRK to abide by all relevant UN Security Council resolutions and return promptly to full compliance with the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state, as well as to the IAEA safeguards. These alarming developments underscore the urgent need to strengthen the existing non-proliferation regime. Distinguished delegates, Ukraine recognizes the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons as a cornerstone of nuclear non-proliferation regime, with IAEA safeguards being its primary instrument. We highly value the crucial role the IAEA plays in coordinating international efforts to secure the non-proliferation regime and facilitate the peaceful use of nuclear energy worldwide. We fully support the IAEA's efforts to universalize its safeguards implementation mechanism. While acknowledging the progress made by the agency in promoting and safeguarding the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, we also recognize the evolving threats stemming from Russia's dangerous actions to dismantle existing rules and obstruct the IAEA from fulfilling its mandate. Russia's blatant disregard for legally binding instruments in the nuclear field, such as the IAEA Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement, undermines the effectiveness of the safeguards mechanism established by the NPT, casting doubt on the IAEA's ability to draw comprehensive conclusions. Since 2014, the implementation of IAEA safeguards in the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine, the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, the city of Sevastopol, and parts of Donetsk and Lugansk regions has been blocked due to the Russia's military occupation. This situation has deteriorated further when Russia launched in 2022 its full-scale war of aggression against Ukraine, creating an unprecedented challenge to the entire IAEA verification system. The international disruption by Russia of information flow and creation of difficulties in maintaining a complete picture of nuclear activities in Ukraine could undermine the credibility of safeguards measures and hinder the detection of diversion or misuse by Russia of nuclear material. Distinguished delegates, Russia has placed anti-personnel mines along the perimeter of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. One of these mines, located next to the NPP cooling pond area, exploded on June 11, as reported by the IAEA Director General on July 13 this year. Constant missile attacks by Russia's armed forces in the vicinity of the Ukrainian ZNPP risk hitting reactor compartments. Coupled with tremendous pressure on plant personnel in the occupied city of Energodar, which such actions pose serious and direct threat to nuclear safety and security in Ukraine, and definitely beyond. It's imperative that Russia immediately withdraw its military forces and personnel from Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and hand full control over the NPP to the Ukrainian qualified personnel. Distinguished delegates, non-proliferation efforts involve multiple strategies, including confidence-building measures, strengthening and upholding existing instruments such as the NPT and the New START Treaty, working towards new arrangements, strengthening international institutions with the ultimate goal of eliminating nuclear weapons. Ukraine supports measures that could achieve these objectives. We consider the universalization and entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty a priority. The CTBT's entry into force would represent a significant milestone in our collective efforts to prevent nuclear proliferation and advanced disarmament. We would like to emphasize the urgency of starting negotiation in the Conference on Disarmament on a treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices in accordance with document CD-1299 and its mandate. Such a treaty should be non-discriminatory, multilateral, and effectively verifiable. We would like to stress the importance of reinforcing the international non-proliferation regime through robust international cooperation and strengthening the global institutions tasked with monitoring and enforcing compliance. In this context, we recognize the vital role of the International Atomic Energy in implementing safeguards and ensuring that nuclear materials are not diverted to unauthorized use. The IAEA work is essential in promoting transparency, building trust among nations, and verifying compliance with non-proliferation commitments. Ukraine reaffirmed its commitment to working with like-minded countries to achieve these goals and to ensure the effectiveness and integrity of the global non-proliferation regime. We believe that through collective actions and sustained efforts, we can make progress towards a world free of nuclear weapons, enhancing thus global peace and security for all. I thank you.